What's good? Welcome back to the Pop Off Podcast, a conversation show about all the best in the biz. I am Ralph Campiano. I'm fresh off of a bye week. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mike Cerrone, and one of our starters, Nick Bordenero, who, you know what, you've showed up the last two times we've had this pod, Bordy. P is just sitting on the bench. You know, he's the 15th man in the rotation right now. He's hiding. He's in hibernation. How are you, Bordy? It's been a week and a half since we caught up.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week and a half at the arena, you know, just grinding some state wrestling, about 200 pizzas a day. So I'm still kind of on that schedule. So 11 o'clock's nothing for me. I'm a night owl, got tomorrow off, probably hit Sam's Club in the morning. So big plans for my February 20th.
Just plays through injury. Just shows up. Because you know what? Bordy knows that there's kids out there right now wearing your jersey that spent their hard-earned money to watch this pop-off pod, yeah, and you're not going to let them down. You're going to show up.
I can't let them down, you know? No matter how bad my feet hurt or shin splints or whatever's coming my way, I just got to battle it, you know? I got to just fight back.
Doing this pod does trigger both your feet and your shins.
What would a Bordy uniform look like? Is it a Nike Tech with an apron over the top of it? Like, what's the Bordy uniform look like? You got to have some pizza sauce on it, a Dago tee, gold chain,
usually
Yankee
covered
hat.
In flour, Bordy shirt, yep. Where we kind of ripped off the Sopranos logo. I think I'm wearing one here.
Yep.
Oh, he's got. Yep. Oh, with the, you know, oh my God, yeah. With the pistol.
That's fire.
Dude, can I get some pizza shipped out? Can I get some dough shipped out? I would love to get me a taste. I'm actually not even kidding.
That would be a good idea. I know some companies do that, like Lou Mountain Hotties
if you ship me some dough, like all your ingredients, I'll bake that puppy and then just do a live taste test on the pod.
I'm thinking we do peppers. We do some pop-off peppers, and they're just fucking shit, and they're sweet, and they're
hot. Do a chicken parm?
Yeah, we do a little chicken parm sandwich.
You can just freeze dry me a chicken parm.
I need
the Bordenero's. Like, I mean, I have a chicken parm every day. It's not Bordenero's chicken parm.
No, I gotta. It certainly isn't. The Cali chicken parms are a little bit different than the south side of Des Moines ones. Cerrone, we spent, essentially what? We were together for like 72 consecutive hours, except when you were going on your midnight missions. How have you been doing since I saw you? You want to talk waste management a little bit?
Like a thief in the night.
I mean, they're past midnight, too.
Yeah.
He was doing anything for some pussy. Let me tell you that much. This guy was about it.
I mean, when I go to I can't believe I'm saying this.
Do it.
Yeah, when I go to Scottsdale.
Craigslist Scottsdale.
I do everything but miss. I was taking jump hooks. I was throwing it around my back. I was bouncing the ball off people's head.
It's like a globetrotter out there.
Oh, dude, I would have been first team all globetrotter with ease. But I'm so glad you got to experience just Scottsdale and the tournament. And it's not even as much the tournament because we didn't go crazy with the tournament. We didn't get like crazy tickets or anything. But just like that atmosphere, everybody going out that whole week, like, that's what you show up for. And dude, I say this time and time again, we are so lucky. Like they're building I was there last week and I was talking to this girl and they're building like a Caesar's Palace, like right in Old Town. Scottsdale is going to be like literally Vegas in the next 20 years. And the fact that, I said this a million times, but like half of fucking Iowa lives there. So you guys have so many boys. I know so many people there. It's like, I'm so pumped to have roots there. Like just for the years to come, it's like the perfect place to. You can just show up. You got friends there. You got places you can crash. We know everything inside and out. It was a fucking hell of a weekend, man. We just got absolutely blasted for 3-4 days straight. We watched it. We watched a film. I watched Zodiac on the last night. We had a nice little movie night. I watched Zodiac for the first time. That was unbelievable. But you just gotta. Just going out with the boys, having a blast. There's nothing better than just getting drunk, just being a little bit addied out. You know, music is playing, drinks are flowing, dance moves are coming out. That's what I live for, man. Those nights, like we don't have you know, you can't do that when you're, I guess, 40, 50 with kids. So I take that pretty, like, I mean, you saw me the whole weekend begging Kurt and Connor. Not everybody's got it, man. I like to say that I do. And I just have a good perspective on, I mean, fuck, man, I'm going to be married with kids in 10, 12 years, and we're not going to be able to do this. So you only got so many more weekends like that in you. So
I got none of those left, Cerrone. Like, you reach a 40 point,
40's fucked.
And you just run out of those nights. Like, you have
so many. Exactly. I needed you to say, tell Connor that.
Escape you.
Yeah, so you got to be...
It's fleeting. Time is fleeting.
Literally, it goes by quick, and you gotta just. I just do my best to be in the moment. If I'm gonna be here to go all out, my slogan for this year is don't half-ass it. I didn't fucking half-ass shit all weekend, so yeah, we had an absolute blast. I can't wait to run it back next year. But holy shit,
they're not holding that event next year, from what I saw. I'm pretty sure you drunk fucks ruined it.
Oh, so we were there Saturday boarding.
Oh, it'll be.
Like the day to be there, and they didn't scan tickets. So Cerrone is, thank you for your service. He was a Marine, so he got us 2 free tickets because he's a veteran, right? So we were supposed to get in, like, with our ticket. We're ready to scan it as we're walking in, and there's just like 4 poor old ladies just standing there. They're just like, come on in, like, we're not fucking scanning anything. So like the admission is supposed to be like 250,000 people, which is a shit ton of people for a golf course. And apparently it got near 500,000 people. I get back to work last week and they're like, I've been telling them, like, hey, I'm going to the waste management tournament, like meeting a bunch of buddies there. It's not your typical golf tournament. And they're like, yeah, not your typical golf tournament. And they're like, I saw all of these videos. Were you taking one of those people that was streaking or like showing your asshole or anything like that? I'm like,
yeah, dude. It's, yeah. And I'll say this too.
Yep, that was not
it's,
me.
I mean, this is my 6th year in a row going towards it. And I remember going to it like as like Jesus. This little freshman.
You're like Tiger out there.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's when you go to ASU, this is like the one event that like I look forward to every year. It's like Christmas for
like Lala for like Arizonians.
Yeah, and it's literally and this year it's always been crazy. It's always been fun. It's always been bonkers. But every year it gets bigger and bigger, and like this year exponentially, like by far, like just the amount of people. Like we were trying to get in the Bottle Blonde. And, you know, you couldn't even usually, you know, shoulder to shoulder, I couldn't move. And this is on like an 18-hole golf course. This isn't at a club. This is at an 18-hole golf course. You're shoulder to shoulder. You can't move. Next year when we go back, we got to just do it right and we'll just grab tickets to get into 16 or grab Greenskeeper and just go a couple days. It was more to see the boys this year and go crazy and go out. But every year it gets bigger and bigger. And this year, I think, I mean, shout out the boy, fucking, where's my hat? Bob Does Sports. But with all like the golf, like golf is on fire after COVID. So like there's just so many more people that go to this thing every year. And then you put that in Scottsdale where it's just known to be just fucking, I mean, just rich people having a blood. Like it's just, it gets big. I think they're going to go back next year and be like, yo, we got to draw up something different. We got to, you know, there's definitely some adjustments to be made.
Something, dude. There has to be some kind of like, it's just, it was a clusterfuck. And it was beautiful. It was crazy. It was exactly what I wanted. Like, I mean, they stopped serving booze at like, what was
literally
2:45 p.m. or something like that. We had already had like 6 Topo Chicos or whatever. But people were falling down, all this kind of shit. But it really is just a spectacle. So I'm glad we did. One insight to Cerrone.
Oh, boy.
Is, you know, he's a leader at heart, right? Like he loves to, you know, get his boys riled up, and he probably gave us the same speech 5 or 6 different times. And by Super Bowl Sunday, I was just like, I am gassed, dude. Like I can't.
I went out again.
Indulged in
He's like the leader.
He went out of the wolf pack.
Yeah, someone's got to, you know. A wise man once said, you know, you're not born a leader. It seeks you and you choose to take on the role. And man, someone's got to rally. There has to be that guy in every group. Imagine if I wasn't there. You guys probably would have I don't even know if you guys would have went out. You guys probably would have just ordered Wingstop.
That's cap, because I'm like, I'm the kind of guy too where like I'm like, hey, like we gotta do something. I gotta get active. Bordy knows this. Like, that's just how I've always been. But I'm also like, you know what? Would be kind of nice to hang out, pass a blunt around, maybe put on a good movie. We should
have brought our Xbox.
That weekend wasn't for
that. We should have brought the Xbox.
I mean, dude, I fucking slept probably 6 or 7 hours in the span of, you know, 3 days. Yep. I mean, fuck, bro. I woke up. We did the party bus with Dante Saturday morning. The party bus left at 10. I woke up at 9:37. I mean, let's just call a spade on a girl's bed. Halfway across Scottsdale, and
he was complaining to me, Bordy. He was like, I didn't even get a cuddle this morning. That's my favorite part. I just had to wake up and leave. He's like, I just love to cuddle, you know? And I'm like, well, too bad, man. We got to get going.
Viv probably slept on the fucking hardwood floor.
He was couched up. He was couched up. I mean, there was only one couch, so I had to play a couple away games, but.
Was it at least a decent sized couch?
It reeked like steak. We were staying at our boy's place, and like all I eat is steak.
Yeah,
like, we're at Kurt's.
Kurt watches a lot of Gary Brecka.
They made steak the entire weekend.
They're on a health kick. Man, I gave Kurt some Addy, and he was. Oh, I haven't seen Kurt that fucked up in a while. It was awesome. But that's like the fun, man. Like that was like one of the. That was probably the best night. I came in. I was hurting too after the tournament. I was. I had a full conversation with Jesus. I met that guy. I said, listen, God, give me a couple more days. We're going to do this thing to the fullest, kind of rebound. And then Kurt was going dummy and met all the boys. But that's like, yeah, man, that's what you fucking – God, that's what I – that's like – I don't think there's too many things more fun than you and all your boys at a club just dancing, drinking at
– We were out for literally 16 consecutive hours. We got up at 9:45 a.m., started drinking around like, I'd say like 11-ish. And then we drank until 2 a.m.
Me and Ralph got some pizza at the end of the night. I didn't want it. Got a Jersey dog. Yeah.
It was a weekend. It was great. But all right, so we just came off of another weekend. How about that for a transition right there? NBA All-Star Weekend. And it's had some mixed reviews, to say the least. As a massive fan of basketball, a lover, a coach, a player, I've really done every single position there is other than general manager, unless you count 2K. And this weekend, you know, I'm with my boys in Nebraska coaching basketball. And I thought this was actually really interesting. So they're seventh graders. The only thing that they were interested in the entire weekend was Steph versus Sabrina. That was it. So I guess tits in a way, because Sabrina does have tits. But that was like their focal point. I was like, who do you guys think is going to win the three-point contest? I'm talking about the eight-man three-point contest. Lillard, Trae Young, Halliburton, all those guys. And they're like, Steph or Sabrina? I'm not sure. Which one are you taking? I'm like, well, I'm going to go with Steph. I think Sabrina can get it, but like all of them are on Sabrina. So I thought that was fascinating. But did you guys watch All-Star Weekend at all? Did you have any? Like,
did Steph win?
So Steph ended up winning. He had 29.
Oh, thank God. No offense.
She had 26, though.
Movement.
Well, she had 26, and Damian Lillard, who won the actual three-point contest, which Steph didn't participate in, got 26 in his winning round. So she was right there, neck and neck. Like, she has the all-time record for... She missed two shots once in a three-point contest, which is the record, like 37 points out of a possible 40.
If it's a free throw competition, I'm riding with the chick all day.
I mean, even like if it would have been her versus Trae Young, I would have gone with her versus her over Trae. I think next year it'll be Sabrina and Caitlin versus Steph and whoever the other guy is,
Scotty
probably Dame, something like that.
I would
hopefully
love
not
to
Scotty
watch
Barnes.
That.
Anybody other than Scotty Barnes? There's a bunch of angles that we can take to this, Bordy. Go ahead, Bordy.
It seems like they're switching it up every year, which
Silver
is just lost at this point. Like, his post game after the All-Star game, his speech, he was like, well, here's the trophy. And he just like moped off stage. But I enjoyed the Rising Stars tournament. It was like it was 2 games to 40. And then the winner of those two games played in like a championship to 25. That was cool to see a lot of the young guys. But All-Star game-wise, they brought back the East versus West. No more Team LeBron versus Team Giannis and shit like that. So I like that, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts on how they can get the competitiveness level up, because nobody – you can't force these guys to take it seriously. Like, Silver's just trying to be like a – dickhead boss and tell these guys, like,
well,
hey, yo, 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 let's take this serious. I mean, for no reason.
The reason they're not taking it serious is because it's been the same thing year in and year out, and they've just gotten so used to it. And so, like, every time they get there, they're like, all right, this is our chance to take a break. So I have come up with some, maybe not solutions, but possible alternatives for it. You just mentioned the Rising Stars game. I think that's actually maybe my favorite way to adjust it. So, Cerrone, both teams have 12 players, Eastern Conference, Western Conference right now. That's how it's formulated. And it's just, you know, a regular basketball game. They go out there and they play. The Rising Stars is what they do is they take four teams and it's just a tournament right there, a Final Four. And you essentially have four captains. So let's say it'd be Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Kareem. And those four guys would draft their teams from the All-Star pool, right? So I think that's the first option that I would suggest. You have four teams instead of five. You do four teams of seven. So now the player pool goes from 24 players to 28 players. You play to 50 the first game by twos and threes. And then the second game you play to 21. By twos and threes. And I think that would enhance some competitiveness if you have, like, let's say they even release the draft order too, and it's like Michael Jordan didn't take LeBron until the third round kind of thing. Like, these guys are going to have a chip on their shoulder with that kind of stuff. I think that could be really fun. But then
you just throw a bag at the, you have to, back the winners.
So that's the game changer, but then you need to have a motivation or an incentive as well. Here's the first incentive. They played this game in Indianapolis. All right. All-Star weekend is like an 8-day break for these guys in the middle of the season. Most of them take a private jet to the Caribbean or Cancun or Tulum or fucking Italy right after this game. The losing team, the punishment is they have to stay in Indianapolis the rest of the All-Star break.
Shovel.
Instead of being able to go to Florence or wherever the fuck it is. So you have
shovel snow.
The three losing teams all have to stay right there. Does that sound that's incentivizing, right? Like, yeah, they got to go work at Popeyes or something like that.
They do in Iowa. They have to go work at Bordenero's Pizzeria for a week. You just got fucking some 7-footer.
That could be for the winners. The winner is going to come in and make some pizzas, like the Boys and Girls Club kids.
I think
the loser's got to work at Scarpino's or something, or Scornovacos.
Yeah. Put him in.
I think they should do a. And I've seen this before, and I don't know why I thought it, like, it almost got cleared, but, like, man, if they do one-on-ones, I mean, that is going to be – because then there's a lot on the line. There's your name, your reputation, your – I mean, you're just going to get – I mean, dude, there's a lot of beef. There's a lot of talk around the NBA. Like, if you just straight up do one-on-ones, there's already so many players – that kind of had, like, who wouldn't watch a Russ KD one-on-one when 2 years ago when there was all that? I mean, that would be such a just a simple blacktop ones and twos, winner takes
loser
the ball,
loser raises
one-on-one,
Lana Rose's
and
kid.
You just let these guys and
fucking run it up.
That's already Blake's job.
No, one-on-one is perfect. I love that too. So I had 3-on-3.
I mean, would that be?
So you have 3-on-3. You have 8 teams. Now the first few games, it might be all-star like level of competitiveness. But you know that once those 2 teams get to the championship of the 3-on-3, that's gonna be sick. Like imagine Luka, Jokic. Like if there's a European team, it's Luka, Jokic, and Giannis or something like that. That's 3-on-a-team right there. And then you have, like, you know, the old heads. It's Steph, LeBron, and KD on a team. And you can kind of, like, mix and match it that way. That would be really fun. And now the incentive for this one is the losing team, all of their DMs get leaked to the public. So whoever loses, all of the porn stars that they're going through, all of the rappers. I don't know if you guys saw KD this weekend. He saw Young Miami just, like, out at All-Star weekend. And he's just, like, staring at her from afar, and he's just like so excited to be.
He's one of us, man. He's one of us.
Literally,
red light camera.
Honestly, if that happens, I personally might have to delete a couple DMs.
Yeah, how about that one you sent to?
It's like they just about LeBron's DMs. It's just me asking for like a shirtless pic. It's like, what is this guy?
How about the one you sent to that Florida State softball pitcher? What? I like that.
Oh, that was a great DM. Never got back to me.
What was the exact message on the DM? I can't remember.
I sent her a picture of I went on like
give me a curveball
FSU softball.
To the crotch.
No, I went on FSU softball like I don't even know, .com. It's not that, but you know the lines. And I like scream. I made it so I was gonna buy her. Like I put her, like I put her jersey in my shopping cart.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, odds, you know, you can sign this so I can frame it and hang it on my wall. And she never saw that. But if you're listening out there, Miss Royalty, I think that's her last name. Yeah, Allison, you know, please. I'll
can
buy
you
it.
Queef you on my sign buddy's it. I'll frame jersey for him.
That bad boy,
please.
That's a different approach. It's a more direct approach, but you know, I like it. I like it.
Okay, so I've got one more too. All right, and this kind of goes along the lines with the Florida State girl, a Royal Rumble. Okay, so it starts out as 1-on-1, and then it gets into 2-on-2, and then it's 3-on-3. And tell boys, it's 12-on-12 on a 94-foot court. And it's just absolute insanity. It's the 24 greatest athletes in the world on the court.
I remember playing
that
in AAU. They just
maybe
put
bring
everybody
the coaches
on the court
into it
at the end of practice, and you run like a double court.
What was the final score? Like 7-1, like 7-3.
I think they'd still get buckets out of it. I feel like they'd find
Dame,
a way
Dame
to
was
like
pulling,
get buckets.
Yeah, they probably would.
Footers, dude. That was nuts.
Half quarters, yeah, unbelievable.
And just now take away half court violation, like it's just like a full court.
Football.
You'd have to put.
Yeah, you might be able to have to like lateral it to the back court if you really want to be. I'm not sure how it would work, but I think it would be fascinating. But the incentive for this one is that all of the courtside seats are reserved for who Bordy wants at the courtside seats, and they have to be bad bitches. Okay, so it's like Sydney Sweeney's front row, Lori Harvey, Kim K. Megan Fox.
Lori Harvey.
Those are the only girls that are allowed to say. Like, it's Megan Stallion.
Who would you have,
Bordy?
Who would you put
but Bordy gets to pick each of the ones that Lana Rhodes and her son. Like, I'm kind of starting to think, like, that would get these guys to really go hard. KD's definitely going up a level if he knows that Jennifer Aniston is right there, like, just looking at his skinny-ass legs. He's like,
would,
I got to put
would just
on the hoop.
Be me and the entire cast montage from Vinny Chase to Kanye West.
Okay, that's not going to make them try harder. It has to be bad.
The experience
like, that's
was for me.
Thing. It's you.
It, just,
it can't just
it
be you and
be
Turtle.
Me all right, sitting
yeah,
between
it's
the Cavender twins.
Me, Ice Spice, Cavender twins, Meg Thee Stallion, Teyana Taylor.
Oh, God.
Allison Royalty.
I'd be chucking up air balls.
Best believe I'm
I'd be
sitting
catching
right
breathers.
Next to girl, Allison.
Allison Florida State girl?
Like, what a name.
Yeah. Dude, one of my all-time dreams is to play in the celebrity game. I feel like that's so just fun. Like a, oh my God, if I do that, that would be, God, bro, this star, oh.
I'm sorry, but I'm giving Kai Cenat's little ass buckets. Like, I'm posting them up all day.
How about
Jalen
Brown?
Way too serious. Like, I'm
Brown Alex Earl's sitting. Over us. Go over there.
5'3", Kai Cenat sitting down. Like, what does the dunk contest become?
Yeah. I also have an issue with that. Like, all right, so, like, the influencers, guys like us, honestly, like, except for Mike, because he's going to be in movies and TVs and stuff like that, but, like, I belong on this screen right here. This is the screen that I belong on. I do not belong on the TV. Keep Drewski and Kai Cenat and all of those motherfuckers. Keep them on my iPhone. I don't need to see them on my commercials on TV. Yeah, I know I do. And honestly, I could give a fuck less. Like, fuck.
You sound like Joe Budden.
I grew up in an era where it was like, you know, I see Denzel Washington. I see Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I see, like, cool people. Like, A-list actors.
They go crazy.
Kids love. I mean, that sounds... Yeah, we sound old. I know. I was gonna say it sounds weird saying the kids love those guys, but like,
no
not
more
the
TikTokers
kids. But if you look at like 8-9 years younger than us, or maybe even more, like 10-13 years, like those
yeah,
guys,
no, the kids I coach,
the
Twitch,
the new media,
the Twitch stars. That's like they're Jake and Logan Paul and shit like that. But
oh god,
yeah,
that's
even
worse. I just don't want to see those guys. Like they went to another echelon, but it's like I just. Don't bring out fucking Duke
fucking
Dennis
pooping.
Or whatever the fuck his name is or Mr. Beast. Like, I don't give a fuck about these guys, bro. They belong on laptops and iPhones. Like,
I
keep
saw
them
this
off
video.
TNT All-Star Weekend.
Did they not give Kai the ball at
probably
all?
Not.
Oh, yeah. I saw him, like, barking for the ball underneath the basket.
Yeah, and then his face when they gave the MVP trophy to who got it? Was it Micah Parsons? Who the fuck got it?
Yeah, Micah Parsons. He had like 37-16.
I knew he was gonna do that, bro.
Florida's favorite podcaster.
CTE. It's ridiculous. Like that dude couldn't pass a fucking third grade math.
He's lost a little bit. Oh boy. You think Micah could do long division? Fuck. Like if you ask Micah what's 53 divided by 8, it'd probably take him 2 days.
Yeah.
It'd probably take me 2 days, but you know.
No, we got it. I got it right here. Boat. It's like it's a little bit less than 8. Yeah, it's like 7.9, something like that. I'm doing it. We had the dunk contest this weekend, and a G-leaguer, Mac McClung. And it feels kind of like derivative to refer to him as
he's
that.
A show
I mean, he's
pony.
A guy who's been on House of Highlights and all that kind of stuff for years. Ball's life. Yeah, they bring him out during All-Star weekend. They're like, hey, little white boy, show us how high you can jump. And I've always said that... I've always said that white guys are the best dunkers. You know, like everybody
Petey
knows
loves
that,
right? Mac McClung.
But like, the draft that we're doing tonight is the best dunkers of all time. And now this can be in-game dunkers, dunk contest dunkers, Oreo dunksters, whatever the fuck you want it to be. But that's the draft that we're doing tonight. And I kind of thought that we could build the best possible like dunk contest ever, but I also like in-game dunks just way more than dunk contests. I think the issue with a dunk contest, it's like everything's already been done. It's so hard to be creative. Like Obi Toppin's little brother did like a 360 between the legs windmill and nobody was impressed. I'm like, that's impossible. Like that guy just
you
did
know
that
hard
shit.
That is, yeah.
It's literally like, it was amazing. And like everybody was like 44 and I was like, Jesus, okay. Like if that's what it's like, but so we're going to draft our favorite dunkers. I will pull up the list randomizer right now, and we'll see what the order is going to be.
This is tough, man. So many great dunkers over the years.
All right, the order is... Cerrone, you have the first pick. I have the second pick. Bordy has the third pick.
Classic Bordy third.
Are we getting right into it?
I think we have to.
Okay. All right, I'll go... I mean, this is my one gimme. But this guy, I mean, growing up seeing this guy dunk in game and the dunk contest, I mean, Vince Carter. Yeah. This guy, an absolute freak. I remember watching him dunk on people in game like it was, you know, like he's playing against AAU kids, over people, on top of people, through people. And then, I mean, I don't know what is more historic than his dunk in that dunk contest where he did like the reverse. I don't even know what exactly it was, the reverse 360.
And or the honey dip, I mean, at the end where he puts his fucking elbow in the rim. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just both the in game and the dunk contest. I mean, it doesn't get better than fucking Vince Carter. Give me him at one.
Well, it's also not just the dunk contest, but he might have the best dunk ever, period, in the Olympics over, I think it's like Frederick Weiss or something like that. A legit 7 foot three guy. And, you know, you see, like, guys bringing out Shaq. But Shaq is ready to get jumped over. And they kind of, like, use, like, him as a crutch a little bit. Like, they'll push on his shoulder and get up there and yam it. This guy just got, like, literally teabagged in, like, the middle of, like, the Olympics.
The
like,
Olympics.
The biggest stage in sports. Like, it's so fucking embarrassing that he just got a face full of Vince Carter's crotch. So, yeah, you got the dunk contest. You got the in-game dunks. I mean,
yeah, Vince Carter.
He would literally, like, he would windmill in traffic. That is insane. Like, he would, like, have three guys around him. And he's like, I'm so fucking high above everybody. I'm just going to crank this bitch and get pretty with it.
And there's something about Vince's dunks, too. They always make – it's funny I said this because I was watching that Caitlin Clark video when she hit that first three. The sound that ball made when it went through the hoop – Vince Carter's dunks are just like, you know, when like you hear that just clean dunk, the rim and usually the whistle blows because it's usually an and one. Every one of Vince's dunk clean straight through the fucking hoop. There's no like even a bunch of Blake Griffin's dunks where if you zoom in, his hands aren't even on the rim, which it still counts. It's still a dunk. It's still fucking unbelievable. But Vince's hand on the rim straight through, it just sounds fucking good every time.
Okay, second pick, I'm just going to go with, I don't know if it's obvious because he never participated in a dunk contest. He actually got blamed by Stephen A. Smith on First Take because he has nothing better to do with his time on that show than blame people for stupid shit like this, for ruining the dunk contest because he said he would do it 1 year and then he didn't. I'm taking LeBron. The in-game, like if you compile the amount of posters that somebody has in their career, I'm not sure there's ever going to be somebody with not just more of them, but like the ferociousness when he does it, like LeBron James with no regard for human life going over Kendrick Kendrick Perkins and Kevin Garnett.
Literally killed Jason Terry.
That's what I was going to say.
He was talking shit all week, Jason Terry was. And he just fucking... It probably ended his career, to be honest.
I don't think a backflip.
Yeah, and he's just on the ground, gets stared down. That's got to be the... I've gotten dunked on once, man. And it was a long look in the mirror after that. I don't think I've played pickup ball at LA Fitness since.
It's not fun. It's really embarrassing, actually. And I take pride. I've only been dunked on once in my life, and I've played a lot of basketball. So, but I think, like, you know, when people think of LeBron now, like, he's just been around for so long that it's hard for us not to think of, like, L.A. LeBron and late-stage Cleveland LeBron. I challenge people to go back and look at early first-stint Cleveland LeBron. That's the greatest athlete of all time. Like, easily.
Or just the fastest person
I've ever seen. Yeah, sure. First year Miami, but like, I think he was even faster in Cleveland. He jumped a little bit higher. Miami, he bulked up and he got a little bit stronger. He's still getting up there, obviously. But like, 22-year-old LeBron, like, Cerrone, you said it when we were in Scottsdale. You were like, they need to study my body in a lab. You can't cremate this. Like, I'm rolling off 6 hours of sleep and four Addies. Like, I'm unstoppable.
How are they going to study?
They got a lot to study, okay? Wait till I'm done with this.
The effects of amphetamines on the brain.
They're like, this guy doesn't stop. What do we do to slow this guy down?
That was Cleveland LeBron. He was playing like 78 games a year every single year and just absolutely dominating and dunking on everything. So it's a shame that he wasn't ever in a dunk contest, but who cares, man? Whatever. Like,
people were going to refer to me as remember 23, 24 Cerrone at Waste Management? I mean, that guy just didn't quit. He'd run that guy over the car. He'd probably just fucking take it. Take it like a charge, get up, go to fucking Ride House.
Dealt with a lot of adversity, but we stormed through.
This fish I had when I was a kid just would not die. Just didn't have to feed it for weeks.
What was his name? That's like
swam
me.
Swam around thinking about pussy all day. He was just...
I feel like me and that fish would be good friends. Before
thinking about
not gonna
fish
lie.
Pussy.
I feel like me and that fish got a lot in common.
Just keep swimming, man. All right, Bordy, you're up. You got two back-to-back picks.
I'm going to go with another great in-game dunker, and this guy just is the epitome of smoothness in his dunks. That's the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Mm, yeah.
There's a lot of guys just known for their dunks. Kobe's not one of them, but just when Kobe goes up with that thing, it's just marvelous what he can do. He has, like, the Jordan package mixed with, like, a Vince Carter package, and it's just so clean. Best windmill in the game. Just reverse jams. Even when he was like 35, he was still throwing it down. And those are,
I know,
like,
against
some
the
of
Nets.
My favorite Kobe dunks.
I remember that dunk. Who did he dunk?
He was, like,
right between the middle.
Old. Kobe, man. Probably my favorite hooper ever. Just epitomizes basketball for me. And just a beautiful dunker. If I could dunk like somebody, it'd be Kobe.
Kobe dunked with the intent to kill somebody. Like, it was never nice. Like, you know who's actually underrated?
But
I'm not sure.
The intent to, like, get you hard at the same
time. Like, it's really smooth too. Like, it's like a very smooth criminal killing.
Like, this guy's dead, but his cock is rock hard.
I don't think we're gonna draft this guy, but like, KD's kind of the same way. We were like, God, it's like he's like fucking Mr. Fantastic, the way that his elastic arms are just extending, and he banged on people when he was on the Thunder. But yeah, it's the same thing with LeBron. Like, Kobe's been around for so long, and we watched him so late in his career that when we were growing up, that we forget about Frobe, and that motherfucker was dunking on everybody. Like, it was just no regard for human life. So that's a great pick. All right, you got another one.
You got back-to-back.
I'm going to go with somebody who was big time in my childhood, the Short Kings. And that's Nate Robinson.
Oh, nice.
Natey!
Kryptonite!
Just an absolute short king.
Such a baller.
It was just literally in the league to entertain people. Like, I'm not sure if he had any other sort of bag.
The original Mac McClung.
Other than just skying.
Just Black Mac McClung.
Nasty, though, too.
Black
nasty.
McClung.
I think one dunk contest was him versus Dwight Howard. And those are the days.
With the Superman cape, right?
Really started.
Yep, it was Superman versus Kryptonite. just a perfect marketing scheme. That's what the dunk contest is missing. It's like, one, Dwight Howard was the best center in the league at that time. And then he was 6'11". He had shoulders like bowling balls. Like, he jumped out the fucking gym. Like, and then
one of the most
rival is 5'8".
Was Blake Griffin.
Right.
Clarence, yeah.
Yeah.
Muggsy Bogues, another great short dunker.
Spud Webb.
Shout out the short guys, you know, because it is harder for short guys to dunk if you didn't know how that worked.
It checks out if you do the math.
Yep.
It does check out.
You're right about that one, Gorgs. Gorgie's so damn baked that he's just like stating the obvious. He's like, now that I think about it, it is harder for
the
ones that are further away from the hoop.
Sports science on dunking.
No one really realizes.
Sports science segment.
You should have a sports science segment. Fresh off of a dab.
Nate Robinson traveling at the same speed as a cheetah before it eats its prey.
Dude, if like Wemby could jump as high as Nate Robinson, how high of a hoop do you think he could dunk on?
Dude, like 17 and a half feet. That was actually another idea. Like, somebody proposed that for the dunk contest.
Wemby could dunk on 17 and a half right
now.
Would
you watch a dunk contest where the hoop just gets taller? Like, that's it. It just goes from 10 feet to 11 feet.
JaVale
raised the hoop, yeah.
I think.
And didn't he do
it
two
at once? Yeah, he did two at once. Yeah, he's actually nasty. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good dunk contest. Yeah.
He was doing his own sports science.
Championship year, he was throwing that
down. Oh, yeah, 100%. No, he's a banger for sure. All right, I'm going to go with – ooh, see, that's a good one because that's a great throwback. I could do a throwback, but I think I'm going to actually go with somebody like more in this modern age who's just so violent every time he yams, and also violent off the court when it comes to drinking Casamigos on an airplane and carrying guns, and when he's in the strip club throwing money. I'm taking Ja Morant, dude.
I thought it was somebody
else. Ja Wick, baby. Like, this dude just – I miss watching him hoop, man. Like, every time he's just on the floor, it's so electric. It's like – anybody could get it, dude. Like, it's like
somebody gave NBA young boys superpowers.
Oh God!
Somebody gave.
That's the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
Fucking young boy is super perk, and he turned into fucking Ja Wick.
I mean, he's just the goat, dude.
Yeah, great. So
I miss him.
A guy that's just strictly skin and bones. Those skin and bones guys.
Those are my favorite ones,
too. He's going for it, too. He's not holding anything back, man.
Like, you look at LeBron, Vince Carter, and Kobe. You're like, oh, those guys are, like, Greek gods. Like, it makes sense that they're doing it. You look at Ja, and, like, he looks like he works at a come-and-go and sells me jewel pods. Like, that guy's just out here absolutely annihilating people. I love him. So, yeah, I'll take Ja Wick. He's a guy that could, I think, resurrect the dunk contest if we got him back. Like, let's say next year they just go all out. They're like $1 million to the winner, and it's Ja, Ant,
Wemby. Let Wemby do some freak shit.
Let Wemby put not his McCollum armpit,
dunk
put
it with his feet or
his armpit in the rim.
Wemby could probably dunk it with his feet. Do like a handstand, dunk it with his feet.
I wonder what he would do. It'd be such a weird. He'd probably fucking be pretty bad at a dunk contest, but it'd just be so awkward.
He would jump over a skateboard.
He's already there. He's already right there. Yeah,
he like dives into the hoop like a dolphin. He dives through it like a dolphin trick.
I was like, oh my god. Petey's like, that's the greatest thing I've ever witnessed on earth.
Yeah. He's like way better than
how
LeBron.
About Petey saying this earlier in the chat
through the hoop like
where
a
he's like, I don't know if I like this Halliburton guy. I'm not sure if he's legit yet. And I'm like, dude, he's like the only guy in NBA history to have back to back. He's like, I need to see 2 to 3 more years of this corny asshole. But he's like already designating. He's like, Wemby will be the greatest basketball player of all time. I've watched 7 quarters of him. I've seen enough. That's it. Like, he's like, no Halliburton.
You watch him catch 2 rebounds.
Petey loves being a critic. He loves
being
a
critic.
Oh, my
God. He's the worst. And he didn't even show up for the pod to defend himself. All right, Cerrone, you're back up. You got back-to-back picks.
All right. Give me this is the first thing that came to my mind, believe it or not. I thought this is what you were going to say. Growing up, Derrick Rose.
Yep.
This guy, his MVP year, the dunk over Dragic, too big, too fast, too strong. Doesn't matter, and he doesn't have that much height to him.
6'3",
going
maybe.
Through people, over people, around people, reverse. I remember just watching. It's almost like
light skin as fuck.
Dude, just I remember watching this highlight video. It was like written in the stars highlight video. It's almost like watching Tavon Austin highlights. Just D-Rose MVP season, just yamming on everybody and anybody. Unfortunately, that was his downfall. His fucking, you know, his poor knees just could not handle the fucking, the power and the elasticity. But that dude fucking yammed over everybody.
He always landed horrible.
Yeah, he always, oh, so bad.
Like, makes his dunks, like, look cooler was how horrible he landed. Yeah. He would, like,
he would land, and his leg would just be straight, and you just kind of knew it was coming. But yeah, dude, that guy's MVP season the years before, a couple of years after, absolute fucking freak for his size and in his weight and his height. And then out of nowhere, I'll take I'll go with him. I remember being a kid watching the Pistons and the Spurs just go at it over and over and over again. But something about Ben Wallace with that big ass afro just going to just playing bully ball as the whole Pistons team did. Just throw, like, I just imagine, you know.
Dunks it, and then he just fucks.
Yeah, dude.
Hangs on the rim and humps.
I mean, I don't care how big you are, where you're from. If you sub into the game, bro, and you got to guard that just fucking beast of a human who probably should have played football, just him throwing, there's no way you get a hand up. You try to, there's nothing. There's nothing you're doing to stop Ben Wallace. In his prime, going to the...
Are you taking Afro Ben Wallace, nothing. Or are you taking braids Ben Wallace?
I like Afro. I have this little, like, this memory of him just having an Afro, just with the... he's got all this, the headbands, the sweatbands. Just a fucking mean motherfucker that could just... Yeah, just pure power. Just not, like, skilled. Like, he's not doing 360 between legs, but holy shit, that guy could throw down.
The best 6'8 center ever, dude. Like, he was just... 4 inches shorter than everybody he went up against, and he was just solid against them. Just a brick shithouse, an enforcer on that team. Not very skilled in the post, but he knew what he was, man. He was like, I'm getting every rebound. I'm blocking every shot. I'm going to switch on ball screens. I'm going to hedge hard. And I'm going to fucking put this crotch in your face, and you're going to know every time that I score. You're going to hear it. Because
my dick is 2 feet long.
Yeah, he's probably got a good piece on him.
Dude, he has to have an anaconda.
13, 14 inches. 100%.
I mean, just look at proportionally. Yeah.
I mean, if anybody has a leak of Ben Wallace's dick, I would actually... I'm not going to pay to see it, but if you want to send it to me, I'm not going to look away. That kind of deal.
I'll make Drake's dick look like fucking...
Mine.
On Adderall. Yeah.
There's streets saying Drake's dick was a prosthetic.
Are the streets saying that? This can't be our second episode in a row talking about Drake's dick. It's been a week
and a half.
It
was pretty floppy. It was pretty rubbery.
It was. Did you hear what he said, too?
You're an actor. Have you been around any fake dicks?
Boogie Nights?
No.
I know they use them.
Oh, they definitely use them. I've watched a bunch of interviews. I actually just watched one where they actually have you choose. It's like a funny thing. They have like three or four, and you're able to choose.
Give me a black dick.
Well, that's the thing. So all the actors are so modest.
Puerto Rican.
They let you choose, and none of them take. The thing is, well, you got to go one or you either go the obvious route and just pick the hammer, just pick the, you know, the dick that looks like it's Ben Karp's, and everybody sees it and thinks, all right, is this guy, there's no way. Or you take the small one and it's like a joke and it's funny. It's like,
but you know, the thing about that is that like you probably can't take one that's actually smaller than yours, like physically, right? Like, how would you possibly do that? Like,
God, it
has to be a little bit bigger than your, like logistically. But like logistically, like if I were to put a fake penis on my penis, it can't be smaller than mine. Otherwise, my real penis is going to burst through it. So
yeah, you're going to get some bulge action, some accidental bulge action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me I'd take like a nice seven and a half incher.
Give me
a good looking one, too.
Give me a prosthetic pussy. A little,
the designer pussy. That'd be
a
fire.
Little curve to the right. Uh-huh. But yeah, give me D Rose and Ben Wallace.
How did we get here from Ben Wallace? All right, I'm back up. I'm going to go with another guy, a modern guy, who I think if Vince Carter in the Olympics...
Really? I thought you were going to go with a girl.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take Candace Parker. I will take...
I actually was going to take Brittany Griner.
I think the Utah Watanabe dunk that Anthony Edwards had might be my favorite in-game dunk ever. It was during COVID. So there's no fans in the stadium, and the play still erupts. He's driving left baseline. He takes off from outside the paint, and Yuta Watanabe literally meets God. And the thing I love about Ant is that after he dunks it, it's an and one. The first thing he does is he starts laughing, and he looks up at the Jumbotron. He's like, did I really just do that shit? And then he sees it. He's like, yeah, I'm tough. I'm the man. So he's electric, man. If I have Ja and Ant and LeBron, then I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at.
And all he can do is dunk. It's the only thing he's good
at. Fuck you.
So.
You're up.
Oh, boy.
Can at least be pretty good at it.
What are you sniffing your incense and just fucking draft a couple of dunkers?
Oh, I love these things.
I thought that was spaghetti, like an uncooked from the pizzeria.
I just love going to,
like, geez, this guy's really
in kids' houses in high school, and I'd never seen one of these before. I was like, what is this fucking sorcery?
It's just a scent stick, isn't it? It's like incense, right?
Yeah, but you go to the bathroom, you grab one of these.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got those all around the house, don't you?
Works about the same as some of the more expensive stuff. No, this is a vanilla sandalwood.
Yep, you know it. Vanilla, I got that shit on lock.
Nice.
You see this bougie lifestyle right here?
Little eucalyptus.
This is why people should be watching on the YouTube right now, so they could see the real shit of Bordy sniffing that scent, see me in the Johns Hopkins hoodie, and then Cerrone with that bird's nest on his fucking head. I mean, good God.
Yeah, it does me good. It does. It is a little bit long, but it's been doing me good.
Yeah, I need to get a cut here soon. All right, Bordy, you got back-to-back picks, baby.
I'm going to draft Max Ruprecht on an 8-foot
That's
hoop.
So ham. That's beyond ham. Zeroni's shocked. Yeah,
I have no... Is that a guy that you... Is that like an Iowa kid that you guys know?
He's in our Madden League.
Yeah, it's the bro. But that's not actually my pick, but he is a legendary dunker.
He is. He was ham.
Sport wow.
Pack catches every lob.
But, yeah, so I got Nate Robinson. I got Kobe. Yep. Who else?
You get back-to-back picks right here, and then you're done. So you got to close out strong.
Got back-to-backs.
This is how you know Bordy's going up the top. He's going to take Amari Stoudemire on the Knicks. Like, he's going to be like, what do I do?
I'm going to go with a big.
I got to get a big.
A big, large guy by the name of Zion.
Oh, that's actually
a... His name's Zion, and he dunked.
R.I.P.
And I've never seen a fat high schooler hit a between-the-legs dunk in a fucking middle school gym against 5-foot white boys. And there's just this kid that it looks like transferred in from somewhere, like some host family had him, and he's just jumping out of the gym. But yeah, I've never seen a kid that age dunk like that, and a kid that size dunk like that.
He dunked better at Duke.
That is on, and we'll never see.
Duke Zion might be the best dunker ever.
Unbelievable. Even blocker.
I think he might have been a better dunker in high school just because, like, he had no defense on him, you know.
What was impressive about
the shit
Duke.
He would,
like,
do at Duke.
He's at Duke on that stage, yeah. And, like, he's getting it on a fast break and doing a 360 in-game at Cameron Indoor. Like, I mean, as a Duke fan, like, I never really felt like...
Didn't he do between the legs in a game?
I don't think... But, like, you'll probably remember, like, the block in the corner. And I just remember so many times it was like...
Yep.
You know, when you... I was watching Iowa State and Houston tonight. And so many times these guys touch the paint. And, you know, they throw up, like, some junk-ass floater. And, you know, goes in 35, 40% of the time. There was an inevitability with him in college that when he got 2 feet in the paint... Somebody was getting, like, a bruise in their chest because, like, his meat swords of fucking arms were coming to them. And he was just, like, he was embarrassing people all the time. He literally looked like a man amongst boys playing against dudes that were 3 to 4 years older than him as a 19-year-old at Duke.
How tall
six,
is
seven.
He? 6'7". He's not the
no,
biggest
No, he's, like,
guy.
Barkley's height. Six, even just taller than Barkley.
He just looks shorter because he's
fat. Thick.
Milk
and missing
for sure.
Meals.
And sadly, I don't know if we'll ever see the likes of a 16-year-old Zion dunking ever again. I mean, we're definitely not going to see it out of another high schooler.
No.
Like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I
yeah.
think.
He literally was a once-in-a-lifetime prospect. It's really sad. I mean, we talked about him on the...
Like, LeBron was throwing down sick tomahawks
yeah.
but in high school, but...
But he wasn't fat.
We forgot to touch on that. But he wasn't
He didn't
fat.
Look like a
he
Wendy's
fucking,
sponsor.
Is he ever going to come back? He got so much heat.
No, he's got a full-blown eating.
Well, no,
issue.
He's playing right now. And he's
Stephen A. said chefs are looking for him. He has
but he's
got to
be
looks
burning
like
calories playing. Got to be some kind of balance.
But then he's putting it right back on. Like, the Mountain Dew commercial was the worst decision that an agent has ever made for one of their athletes. It's literally him on a couch playing 2K, drinking Mountain Dew, sitting next to Zach LaVine, who's a skinny guy. Like, he's like a guy we could definitely draft in this, where it's like he's like rail thin, and he's Zion sitting next to him, and Zion literally looks like Fat Albert. Like, he's enormous. Like, he looks like a cartoon. It's so bad.
That's a tough look.
And he's like,
oh, Mountain Dew.
And that's the problem.
He's just so sweaty playing 2K.
He's losing to Zach LaVine in 2K. And he's like, 1 second, I need to take a dew break. And he pauses the game, drinks some Mountain Dew. He's like, now I'm locked in. So he's using it as like a coping mechanism. It's like his adrenaline rush is sugar. So, dude, I had a Mountain Dew the other day. I really can't drink like fully sugared pops anymore. I've adjusted to Coke Zero, and I can't go back. Like, there's too much sugar in pop now. I'm not sure if that's like another I'm old thing.
Pepsi Zero Sugar right here.
Yeah,
baby.
You can't
be drinking better soda. Tasting.
The other stuff's too syrupy. Mm. We're too old for
that.
I
like Coke Zero. Yeah. Coke Zero is yummy. Mm.
Yeah, if you're slamming,
definitely yummy.
It's like that Theo joke. If you're slamming full Mountain Dews and you're like 30, 40, you're just going home to hit some people. And you or just fucking you're up to no good, man.
Wank off 30
yeah,
times.
Yeah, you can't be slamming Mountain Dews when you're in your late
Shout
20s.
Out Theo Vaughn. He was actually in Iowa City for the Caitlin Clark record game. He was at Summit, Bordy.
Shout out Caitlin Clark.
He was at Summit. Shit's crazy.
If there was anywhere Theo Vaughn belonged.
Summit. Yeah, 100%. Summit. All right, you got another pick, Bordy. And Bordy, just programming note, go back from the mic like 2 inches. There you go. Perfect.
Yep.
No, you're sorry. Good.
You'll just have to turn me down a little bit. So I'm back up, and I don't have – I got a fat fuck, but I need a big guy, too.
I think there's one more obvious big.
There's a couple of them. Yeah,
I think there's two on my mind.
Did one jump over a car?
I need to get them off my mind. No, not Lana Rhodes' baby daddy.
I'm gonna go with
Dwight Howard.
That's the right pick
because Shaq has really been pissing me off lately.
I was gonna
say
Shaq.
He's just an old hater, and like he doesn't have long to live. You know, like those big dudes.
What? Oh my god! What the fuck, Bordy? Like, did you just say Shaq's gonna die soon?
Dude's that big. Don't.
Dude, he's like 44. He's not like 60.
That was my take with Wemby.
Gave it 6 years.
Oh, what a wow! No, like, you heard it here first, folks.
What's gigantism or whatever?
Yeah, the heart's got to pump a lot of blood. I mean, think about Shaq. Yeah. That poor heart, just pumping out blood to fucking something that's 7 feet away, to his toes, his hands. It's fucked.
Dude, I don't want to think about that. That's like that just gave me like this like weird like existential crisis about if Shaq because he slimmed down a lot, but why you don't like him because he's being an old head hater like he's like back in my day kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not why I'm saying he's gonna die. Obviously, but I'm
some Twitter incel is gonna knock him out,
assassinate him. Yeah,
you could, what the hell is gonna assassinate Shaq?
Have you ever North heard Korea? Thing where like he's DJing, you know, he's like an EDM DJ now, and I can't remember who was
Shaq
at the
Diesel.
Concert, but somebody saw Shaq Diesel performing, and he was like, if somebody doesn't come down there and open up that pit, I'm gonna come down there and open up myself, and everybody's like, yeah, come on down here. Can you imagine moshing with Shaq? Like it would just be, you get lost inside one of his folds, like you'd be like tucked in there for a week, and then he'd spit you out. I remember seeing his bed for the first time. He had a Superman bed. It wasn't king-sized. It wasn't a California king. It was literally like they reframed it so it was Superman size. And you could
– On his crib.
Yeah,
episode.
You could fit like 10 Shaqs on there.
Holy fuck.
And like, it like spun in
It's like the size of my two-bedroom apartment. It was enormous.
It's 900 square feet.
I picked Dwight Howard. I didn't pick Shaq. I picked Dwight Howard. Yep. And you definitely don't want a mosh pit with Dwight Howard.
No. Is he what? So what's the deal with him?
I'll you suck kept you
up,
off.
Yeah, you kept up on that a little bit, Bordy. Yeah. Did he fuck a tranny? What was his deal?
I think he subjected his girlfriend into polygamy, kind of, but with men.
Oh.
And yeah, so he definitely Vince, bi.
Yeah, he was just...
Vince McMahon?
It was a lawsuit that was settled, obviously. Stuff like that gets settled to save public image. But, yeah, the affidavit wasn't great.
You read through that old thing?
I'm not gonna, going. I still picked research. Him, you know. I'm not gonna knock a guy for being a homosexual, you know.
Yeah, he's poor
still,
guy.
He's still a good dunker.
Yeah, I'll kiss a dude.
I mean, I snub Shaq just because he's a dick, you know.
But Dwight, you drafted Dwight because he was I mean, Dwight Howard in his prime,
Superman.
Yeah,
literally ran. He had a little bit of finesse. He had the power, obviously. If you get the ball with him in 2K within 5 feet, just one power step and power dunk on somebody, you know, like too easy.
The best lob catcher of all time. Yeah, like I always used to think about if you had to pick one NBA player to throw a goal line fade to in the Super Bowl with 2 seconds left, like who's going to go get it? I mean, imagine Mahomes just putting like a nice little lob up to Dwight Howard. He's taking that thing over everybody.
Down.
He could probably have a career.
That thing's getting sent to Middle Earth.
Like, if you're, you know, Ravens or Cowboys or Bears fan, like, are you wasting a roster spot? Is it even a waste if you just signed Dwight Howard to, like, come out for a week, let's check you out, we'll throw you a goal line fade, see how it works?
Like, there's no way DeAndre Jordan wouldn't be, like, the eighth best tight end in the
100%.
League.
Yeah, these guys could go both ways.
Oh yeah, imagine Dwight Howard as an edge rusher.
Dwight Howard literally. Well, no, both sports and both sexes. tight ends on and off on and off the field.
Okay, fair.
That's right, not what we meant when we said tight end, Dwight. We wanted you to play for the Ravens.
I gotta take a big guy.
Yeah, he heard Viv say he could play tight end and he fucking
said I'm gonna go with a big guy who you know, is my favorite big of all time, other than DeMarcus Cousins. Love Boogie Cousins. I'm going to go with Kevin Garnett. Now, I don't think that dunking is the first thing you think of when you think of KG, but passion is, and intensity, and talking shit. I don't even think KG just talks shit. I think he was just really mean. Like, he was just a mean person on the basketball court. Like, there's a difference between talking shit, which is what Petey and I do back and forth when we're playing basketball. Like, you can't fucking shoot, little bitch. Like, yeah, fucking bank that shit again. I dare you. KG was, like, researching people and, like, finding out who their niece was and being like... Like, what did he say to Carmelo? Something about, like, Lala's vagina smelled like Cheerios. Like, he was saying... crazy shit to people,
God.
Like getting the dirtiest little things on them, like talking about their wives and their mothers. Like, love KG to death, but yeah, he definitely banged in his day on people. Like Celtics KG, Timberwolves KG, you name it, he got it in the post. If he wasn't hitting a fade, then he was drop stepping. Also just like really wiry, kind of like the John Morant thing, like where he's not bulky, but he was definitely ripped up and
shredded.
God, dude, I love KG, man. I don't like Paul Pierce on that podcast, but I love KG, Lord. I love when KG is just talking to Lord, all that kind of shit. He's the man. He might be my dream pop-off guest. He would be so good on this. I'd love to hear what he had to say about Dwight Howard, fucking man. Just the man.
He would be my dream pickup basketball team.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking feed KG.
Have you guys ever seen the Olympic video where they're doing King of the Court in the Olympics? For practice, and it's like him going against like Jason Kidd in his prime, Vince Carter, Kobe, all of these guys, and they're going full court, and he's handling the ball like a guard and just only shooting jump shots. Like, it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, he was literally, could have been KD at any point in his career if he wanted to, but I think he was more interested in being Olajuwon. So, God, I fucking love KG, dog. I miss him. We need another KG in the league. Like, Draymond, like, isn't good enough to be KG. Like, he's an amazing player, but totally different player. But we need, like,
a couple bullies.
Garza.
Garza. I need SGA to start talking shit about, like, Katie, I heard you slid into this girl's DMs and she left you on scene. Like, something like that. We need somebody to step up to that level.
Oh, that would hurt.
It would. It would suck. All right, Soren, you're up.
You guys think KD gets lonely?
100%.
Yes.
You saw how he's looking at young Miami, dude. That's the look of a lonely man.
Yeah, he's looking sad out there, for Christ's sake.
He was like smiling at her from like 4 feet away until she looked at him, and then he was like, "Hi." He actually said that too.
No game.
So he was looking like me.
Somebody
at the bar,
asked him like at the press conference. They're like, "When you DM a chick, what do you say?" He said, "I just say hi." Like that's it. Just hi.
You don't gotta say much.
Like I just wish.
Easy money sniper.
The guy. All right, I'm gonna. This is my last pick. This is the last pick, right?
Yes.
All right. I was going to go with someone out of left field, but we haven't taken Blake Griffin.
Yeah, yeah, here. Yeah. You're right. No, you're right.
I mean, I got to
take
Blake.
Lon Rose's baby daddy. Yeah.
The guy, I mean, he actually might have the most highlight reels out of any dunker in the league.
Probably the best
for like
top 10.
3 years.
Yeah.
His Oklahoma tape.
Yeah.
Oh, insane. God. For like 3 years, he was unstoppable. Unstoppable. In the All-Star game, Brandon Knight, Lob City. I mean, that's, I think, the most classic one ever. Like, if you're going to watch a dunk, that's the one to watch. And for a dude that's like, I mean, I don't know, he's almost white. It's kind of half and half. Not your stereotypical, like, you see it out of him, and there's that whole video, you know, where I don't even know Ralph would be better, but they're at the summer camp and he's throwing lobs off above the pads and like,
oh yeah,
D-Book and all these in guys, Vegas, like future yep. NBA stars are like, he didn't even stretch though. Like,
D'Angelo Russell,
out.
He ain't even stretched though. No.
Yeah, just insane. Like, man, you can't say dunks without Blake Griffin. And then you also have, I mean, he did that. He jumped over. How many dunk contests has he won? Is it just one or is it a couple? Because he was always jumping over Kias, jumping over cars, doing fucking crazy shit. But, dude, that you can't talk about dunks without Blake Griffin. You know, forget all the baby mama. You know, that guy was a fucking animal.
Pretty good
animal.
Comedian, too. Like, solid. He's in a lot of Funnier Dies, Will Ferrell's website. He's solid on there. People like him.
Oh,
comedians
no way.
Are even like, that. He's not just smart. He's not just funny for an NBA guy. He's like actually like a funny dude. But the Oklahoma thing, I remember when he was at Oklahoma, he dunked driving baseline and he hit his head on the side of the backboard and his eyes started bleeding. Mm-hmm. Like that's unbelievable.
Fucking insane.
The backboard started bleeding too.
That's what like, take it
oil
easy.
Oil was
man.
Dripping out.
The backboard's like, ow.
But yeah, the Mozgov dunks, the Gasol dunks. I mean, he was...
It was over everybody, bro. It was every week, growing up every week when there was a top 10. It's just Blake on there just fucking...
That dunk where he just threw it from like 3 feet away.
And it looked like a dunk, so it counted. It was just like, that works.
Everybody's like, that's not a dunk.
And everybody's like, yeah, that's not a dunk. Well, who the fuck else ever did that dunk? I've never seen anybody do it since or before. Like, he was the only one.
It's almost harder to not grab rim to fucking throw it in from 3 inches. You know what I'm saying? It's almost easier. Because
you have to get above
it. Dunk
it. Like way above it, too. He's not throwing it in a straight line drive.
Yeah, the whoever's below him is fucking like 5 feet below him. He's got one hand on him. He's somehow grabbing the ball and whipping it through the hoop.
Literally throwing
it
down.
If it sounds good, if it looks good, then it's good. Yeah. Count me in.
It's a dunk.
Yeah, he murdered people.
What is your guys' favorite dunk of all time?
Oh, Danny Green. That put back, you know what I'm talking, Danny Green on the Nets.
Gerald Green on the Nets?
Gerald Green, fuck. Yeah, Gerald Green. That's how, I'm not a basketball guy, but yeah, that thing, or the windmill that he did.
On the lob? Yeah.
Real, yes. The windmill lob. That's what I'm thinking about, the windmill lob. That's
Have you ever seen the cupcake dunk? That's the creativity the dunk contest is also missing. Where he put a cupcake on top of the
who
rim.
Who was that? Was that
Gerald
Green?
Green too? Yeah, and he goes up and he literally blows out the cupcake because it's his birthday, which was just so coincidental. I love that. That was money. I think mine is probably the Edwards over Watanabe. That shit was disgusting. And if it's not that, it's then LeBron over Jason Terry because that was hilarious. Got a tech
or
for D-Rose
over Dragic.
D Rose over Josh.
He floats off of
Ja
him.
Ja had a pretty nuts one last year. Ja baptized somebody.
Yep.
I can't remember who it was.
I like LeBron over Nurkic a lot. I mean, there's a lot of LeBron ones. No Regard for Human Life is great.
What about Kobe over Yao Ming?
We haven't mentioned Jordan.
Kobe over Yao. I haven't mentioned Jordan. God, yeah, we definitely missed out on Jordan. Jordan over Mutombo.
Jordan's windmill is pretty nasty.
You're right. But when it comes to strictly dunking,
his body's like
Zach Levine free throw line from the free throw line windmill.
Zach Levine too.
like, yeah, there's a lot of name nasty dunks. Yeah, that was so don't you just love getting with your boys sitting around and naming dunks?
Aaron Gordon had talking about dunks. JaVale McGee had a run.
All right, we got to move into On This Day in History. Border, you got a big On This Day in History. February 20th.
February 20th, it is Pisces season, baby. It is upon Pisces season. We are out and about acting slutty as
fuck. Okay.
And today, February 20th, is the queen, the princess, our god.
Yep.
Our side god,
per se. Goddess.
It is Rihanna's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Riri. So, we love you, baby.
And you DM Rihanna for the 100th time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you sickos be sliding in Rihanna's DMs, and you wish the queen a happy birthday.
How many NBA players are DMing her happy birthday?
It's Olivia Rodrigo's birthday, too. Our new queen, Olivia
Rodrigo. I think she's princess. She can be princess if Riri's queen. What, 40% of the NBA? DM and Riri, HBD? KD definitely is. He's just saying, hi, happy birthday.
Doesn't she love LeBron?
You could just scroll LeBron. KD's DMs.
Huge LeBron fan.
And it's just happy birthdays.
He's still with Rocky, right?
Yep, they have two kids together now. Yeah, they just had a Valentine's Day post.
That's good. That's cute.
I mean, this is a great opportunity to plug our own show. We did a Rihanna song draft a couple of months ago, and it was great. It was so much fun. Her discography is insane. She's not just one of the greatest musical artists of all time, but also one of the hottest women.
She's on Mount Rushmore.
And a huge LeBron stan. She would be great on this pod. Another person. If we could have her and KG, I think that would really set us off for a while. I would be tired of the pod.
That would light us on fire.
But she doesn't really do anything like that. Like, she doesn't do pods. She doesn't do interviews, really. She just kind of pops up.
She did that Gambino movie.
Yeah, the movie. I watched that, Tripping Sack once, expecting it to be like a really fun time. And it was a nightmare. It was like, it's like, this is not the right thing to watch on
action. Freaking out.
It's like, this is just a Jamaican anxiety.
It has a dark ending. I'm like, oh shit. Like, two of my favorite people. This is going to be beautiful. And it was just kind of awkward. They didn't have a lot of chemistry. I was like seen through the TV into the relationship.
Does she die or he dies? One of them
I don't know.
Dies.
I can't remember. I was tripping. Right. Don't watch that under the influence for sure. Maybe I'll revisit it. I remember giving it like 2 stars on Letterboxd. So, yeah. But happy birthday, Rihanna. I love you.
Yeah, revisit it for her birthday. Good for her. Good for Riri. Yeah, once you have two kids and a husband, you're really not doing. I mean, what is she? And she's already rich as what, like
a billionaire?
Don't be a KD.
Yeah, just live your life.
Don't be a Drake flapping your dick around at 40 years old.
But she flops her tits around. She was huge on the Free the Nipple movement. If you guys haven't seen the Needed Me music video. They're in there. You can see her nipples.
Is that the one with the dress, like the completely see-through? I know you're talking about.
Yeah. And then the anti-album, like on the vinyl, she just has pictures of her naked in it. So that's a coveted asset. Yeah, man, beautiful. Well, I don't think there's any other way to close the pod than on a horny note for Rihanna. That's really kind of the mission statement of this podcast is just a bunch of dudes that are horny for Riri. So, Cerrone, Bordy, thank you. Cerrone, I'll see you again tomorrow. We're going to be back with Reesburg and Turner. Bordy, we will see you next week. We love you. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. If you're not already following the pod, make sure you do so. Tell a friend, especially one that likes Dwight Howard. Because they'll be fired up about this episode. And then, check out the YouTube if you want to watch us as we talk shit. So thank you guys. We will see you on the other side. Peace out.